The Essex Fire Service has been criticised over emergency cover. The Essex Fire and Rescue must do more to improve the availability of fire engines to respond to incidents, inspectors found. Their annual report rated the service as good in three areas, adequate in two, and requires improvement in six. It said availability had been deteriorating, with more engines unavailable for call-outs, more than 40% a month for three of the last four years. An engine can be unavailable for a number of reasons, including staffing issues. For the year 2019 to 2020, there was an average of 10 a month unavailable, but by 2022 to 2023, it had nearly doubled to 19. Inspectors noted the fire service needs to improve the availability of its fire engines to make sure it can respond better to incidents. It also needs to make sure its staff are appropriately trained in risk-critical skills to support its response to incidents. Inspectors said that they were satisfied enough progress had been made surrounding protection work to reduce risk, a cause for concern in the 2023 inspection. Improvements to the culture within the trust were noted, but inspectors said there wasn't a strong culture of challenge at all locations, which allowed poor behaviours to continue. The report said, "We recognise the service is working to improve its culture. It has made a lot of progress in recent years, and this must continue." The report also said enforcement powers were not being used consistently, and the service did not always take appropriate opportunities for enforcement action against those who don't comply with fire safety regulations. Inspectors found the fire service had also mobilised fire engines to incidents with firefighters who weren't competent in the use of breathing apparatus. This presents a potential risk to the public and firefighters, inspectors said. Firefighters not competent in the use of breathing apparatus attended 3.3% of total incidents the service attended between June and November 23. Rick Hilton, Essex Chief Fire Officer, welcomed the report and said it was an important milestone on our improvement journey. He said, "We have been working hard to improve, and the work we are doing in keeping people, homes and business is safer." A previous cause for concern from inspectors around our protection function has been removed, and this is testament to the great proactive work our teams are doing, he added. Roger Hurst, Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex, said the report was a strong, steady, positive step forward.